Christy Potter. I'm a journalist, I'm an author, and I'm going gray. This is the show about all the creative, amazing, and inspiring people who are out there every day making the world a more interesting place. Today's guest is going to make you think, possibly make you feel old, at least he does to me, and I'm sure will inspire you to see what new heights you can reach. Are you intrigued? Yeah? Good, because it's time for a quick commercial break. My debut novel, Oh Brother, is still doing amazingly well, which is so thrilling. So if you haven't read it yet, hop over to Amazon.com and get one, either in paperback or for your Kindle. Also, please don't forget to visit Audible.com, the audiobook superstore, for your free one-month membership and your free audiobook. Did you hear all those frees in there? That's because you are a loyal Going Gray listener. Just go to audible.com/goinggray and get signed up. Now, let's get to our guest who is waiting so patiently in the wings for me to pipe down already so he can talk. Today we are joined by Nihar Suthar. Nihar is a sophomore at Cornell University, and as if that doesn't keep him busy enough, he's an entrepreneur, a published author, a motivational speaker, and he is hard at work on another book. Yeah, you know what I did in college? I drank wine coolers and listened to Duran Duran. Nihar, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Christy.
I don't even know where to start here. How did someone so young become so aware of these very specific emotional and intellectual needs in the world today? And I'm gonna get to more of your business that deals with that. But first, just tell me a little bit about you and how you came into doing all the things that you're doing.
Well, you know, back in the day, when my freshman year, I actually went to NYU in New York City, and then I transferred over to Cornell just in the beginning of the year. But I guess when I was in New York City, I kind of noticed like the fast-paced lifestyle that a lot of people had and how much they were missing out on like the small things of life. And I grew up in a very small town, and, you know, everybody knew each other, and over there it was like very slow and it felt like life was great. So I think just seeing all the people in New York City and how many little things they're missing out on kind of got me started in the book and the business that I have today.
Okay, good. Now let's talk about that. You let's start with you have a website, a company called Hype Up Your Day. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so Hype Up Your Day is basically what we do is we have a whole bunch of speakers around the world. We have one in New York, we have a couple in South Africa. And basically what we do is we just send those speakers into different schools and businesses to motivate high school students and also employees at businesses as well. And so that's to improve their morale and productivity. So that's the main point of that.
Mm-hmm. And what kinds of things do they talk about? I mean, obviously they have to cater it to their audience.
Yeah.
But
so for the businesses, there's a lot of corporate trainings that they do. So a lot of productivity management, how to work better and more efficiently. And then in high schools, it's a lot of telling inspiring stories and how the students in high school can really reach their dreams. Because one of our speakers, actually, Mr. Kevin Boston Hill, he went into a school in the Bronx. And so a lot of his talk there was catered to like how high school students can reach their dreams of going to college, because that was an area where a lot of those students don't go to college.
Wow, that's pretty impressive. And so you get good feedback, I assume. And
we've gone into a lot of different high schools, and a lot of people have really liked what we're doing. It's kind of like an assembly of bringing all these high school students together and basically inspiring them.
Now you can also sign up to get a text. On Twitter, right?
Yeah. So we have a lot of social media presence. So we send out daily motivational messages and pictures on Facebook, Twitter.
I love that.
So yeah, that's really good.
Now tell us about, I want to get to your current project in a minute, but tell us about your first book.
Yeah, the first book I published was actually in June of last summer. It was called Win No Matter What. That's the title of it. Basically that was a collection of a lot of inspirational stories that I interviewed people for, I researched and found that weren't very popular. And these stories, they're meant to inspire, again, going along with Hype Up Your Day, they're meant to inspire all readers that read it. And it's kind of like a guide to how you can improve your day, your mood, and your attitude.
Wow. I think that we could use that as a society, don't you think? I mean, obviously you do.
Yeah, I really do. And that's one of the reasons I really wrote the book. And it's a very short book as well. So the point of that is because since people are so busy in their daily lives, it's kind of just like a guide that they can pick up and read at any time. Like one or two stories kind of just inspires them.
Uh-huh. Now, you sell that book and kind of really, I'm very impressed with what a good brand you've built for yourself, a good strong brand for yourself on your website. How do you keep your name out there? How do you let people know about you and what you do?
So usually I hand out a lot of cards that basically when I talk to anybody like around campus as well, or in school or wherever I go, I usually have some cards with like inspirational words on them. And so I hand those out, and then on the back of it would be like my website or my book's name. So at the same time, a lot of these people, because the words on the card are inspirational, they keep it like in their wallets or something like that. And then when they flip it over, they have my name on the back. So it's kind of like a double whammy, I guess.
That's a great idea. That is a great idea. What are you studying in school? What are you studying at Cornell?
I'm actually an applied economics and management major, so nothing related to writing, but...
Interesting. Well, it just makes you even more well-rounded that way.
Yeah, I guess you could say that.
Yeah, sure. Now, you are really... Here's a question that I'm always curious about when I hear people who do so much, and you're doing a lot, and you're in school. How do you balance it all?
So I think this is a pretty interesting question, mostly because like I believe it is a little bit harder to be in college and to be doing all this as well, but... At the same time, it's like everybody has a lot of work that's going on. And I think the main thing is that I've just learned to kind of manage my time from experience. So while a lot of other people, like after school, they go to unwind at bars and things like that, I sometimes like come here and write and stuff like that instead. So I think I just try to manage my time a little bit more efficiently.
Now, you motivate people. You give... talks. I saw you spoke at the Igniting Motivation Summit in 2013. You send out inspirational messages to people every day, but man, there have to be times when even you go, man, I'm not feeling it today. I'm just going to lay on the couch here. How do you keep yourself motivated?
Yeah, there are times that happens to everybody, to be honest. And I think the main way I keep myself motivated is with the people that I surround myself with. So it's all about the company that you keep. So if you choose to hang around people that are always kind of negative and don't really support you, then you'll have that attitude as well. And I think that I've been very fortunate to surround my life with family members and friends that are really positive all the time. And, you know, when I get down, they pick me up. So it's all about the company that you keep and the people that I've had in my life that have really inspired me.
That's beautiful. That's excellent. How do you, and this is a kind of a sticky question, how do you deal with people who aren't so positive? I mean, everybody always says, oh, cut those people out. It's so hard to do that. You know, how do you deal with that? Everybody's got those negative black cloud types around them at some point.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, sometimes when people are even talking negative, I know, like one small technique that I have is to kind of just change the topics, things like that. So obviously you can't cut everybody out of your life because then you won't have very many people left. But obviously like when some people are like talking negative or things like that, one thing, small thing you can do is change the topic of what you guys are talking about, or just try to mention it to them and say, you know, try to be more positive.
Right. Okay. Well, that's pretty simple, straightforward way to do it. Now I want to talk for a second about what you're doing right now. When I first heard from you, you told me about the book you're writing. Talk about that and your goals.
Yeah, so I just recently had started another book as well, and this is an inspirational book too, but this is relating to sports. I'm actually a pretty big sports fan. So the title of the book so far is called The Corridor of Uncertainty, and it's actually a book on the Afghanistan cricket team. So I know cricket isn't a very popular sport here, and I recently found this story as well, like when I was just digging through like a lot of articles, news articles online. And so the book is about the Afghanistan cricket team and how they overcame challenges of being held back by the Taliban and other forces and like the war in Afghanistan. And so this cricket team was started about 7 years ago, and you know they all started playing in refugee camps. They started playing cricket in these refugee camps in Pakistan. And basically they just started playing cricket, and you know the Taliban didn't support it because they didn't want the country to unite all of Afghanistan. But yet these guys still kept playing and they persevered. And you know, for the first time ever in the country's history, this team qualified for the World Cup, and they're playing the World Cup next year.
Wow.
So basically the story that I'm writing is about the challenges they faced and how they've qualified for the World Cup for the first time in the country's history.
Wow, talk about an inspirational story.
Yeah. And so when they qualified for the World Cup, there were over, I think it was 150,000 people that were like celebrating in Afghanistan, which is really impressive because it's the country's never been that united ever before. And usually when people look at Afghanistan, they don't really think about like any positive stories. It's kind of just like they think about war and stuff like that. So I think it's a different perception of that country.
Wow. So you must have had to do a ton of research for that.
Yeah, I'm still working on it. I'm actually only a couple chapters in, so I've been talking to the managers of the team and a lot of the players as well. And it's been a really fun experience.
I'll bet, yeah. That's very research intensive and very very timely.
Yeah.
As well, I think, you know, well, because you're right. A lot of people, I wouldn't think of cricket in Afghanistan.
Yeah, a lot of people don't think of sports in general, and then if they do think of sports, they don't think of anything positive.
Oh, no, not at all. So when your book is finished, you're going to be selling it through your website, I assume, and...
Yeah, and hopefully I'll be finding a publisher as well for when it's finished.
And then you told me that the proceeds of what you hope to raise money for with this book is what? I'm going to let you say it.
So I know this sounds a little crazy, but ever since I've been a little kid, I've had a dream to climb Mount Everest. So the proceeds of my second book will be going to funding that dream.
Wow. That is so impressive, and I really hope you can make it. That reminds me, I wanted to go back and ask you, your first book, the proceeds from that went to something very specific as well, right?
Yeah, so a portion of the proceeds of my first book, Win No Matter What, they went to the Acumen Fund in New York City. And the Acumen Fund is basically a charity that invests in different solutions to global poverty. So they, just last week, actually, they invested in like housing so that lower income people can get housing in India.
Wow. Okay, great. Well, so I like it that you have very specific goals in mind for what you, for the publication of your books. If you do manage to make the trip to Everest, are you hoping to do it soon?
So actually, my goal, it's on a very tight timeline. I don't know if this will even happen, but I'm on track to graduate a semester early from Cornell right now. So the best time to summit. If I do summit, I'm hoping I do, but the best time to go for summit of Mount Everest is in March of 2000, or is in March in like every year. So I'm hoping to graduate from school in December 2015 and go by then, but that's a very, it's a stretch, but one can always dream, right?
Wow. Yeah. Well, let's see, you're doing all of your business thing and now you're writing a book and then you're going to graduate a semester early. So I don't know. You're just such a slacker. I'm for you. But I think that sounds great. Now, I'm going to give everybody your website, which is niharsuthar.com, and I'll spell that. It's niharsuthar.com, and also hypeupyourday.com, where you can go and sign up to follow them on Twitter and Facebook and get your daily motivation that way as well. Well, we're just about out of time here, Nihar, but before we go, how about a motivational thought for today for our listeners?
Yeah, so I think one thing that I always live by is that you should find what you love to do. And so I think a lot of people in the world know what they do and they know how they do it, but a lot of them don't know why they do what they do. So this especially relates in school or work. You know, a lot of times you go to work every day and you know how you do your work and you know what you do for work. You know, you might be like a computer scientist or something like that. But do you know why you do what you do? So I think finding the reason behind doing what you do on a daily basis and why you do it is important in how you live your daily life. And I think that's important in how you get your inspiration as well.
I can't even begin to express how true I find that. Every day when I meet someone new, I interview someone new, I write something that's rewarding, I think, this is why I do what I do. And I think it's important to find those little moments, just like what you're talking about. All right, we are out of time. Nihar, thank you so much for joining us. And everyone else, appreciate you being with us as well. I will be back here again on Wednesday with another amazing guest. In the meantime, you can find me on Amazon. You can find earlier episodes of this podcast on iTunes. And as always, my home base is ChristyTheWriter.com.